RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
670 the score. That, I feel like that is the right kind of vibe for this week, which has no time construct. I don't care what day it is. You're allowed to wear whatever you want, eat whatever you want.
You know who we are.
We're not counting calories this week.
No.
We're living in a black hole.
Nothing counts this week. How many seasons of a TV show are you watching? Welcome to the time between Christmas and New Year's where nothing makes sense.
You know, I don't have Netflix. I got to my mom's house. Stranger Things, we're all the way through.
That's it. Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We have Adam Studs in today. Studs was doing the Open and the Take the North podcast last night. Grant Leader helping us out producing as well. What are you two giggling about over
here? He gave me the look that he claims I always give him, but I thought it was a perfect lead up to a Stranger Things Sunday night football game, which is what that was last night.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
I thought it was very Pac-12 after dark. R.I.P. R.I.P. to Pac-12 after dark. If you know, you know. Wild games, weird plays, starts late, West Coast, passing all over the place, no defense. You know, things happen like, I don't know, negating your own interception in the end zone with your own penalty, which C.G. Gardner-Johnson was right to say was a BS call. But the bottom line is, whatever you want to call it, best game of the week in the NFL and certainly a playoff preview. If that wasn't a playoff, like, that's the closest you're going to get to a playoff game before the real thing.
You say Pac-12, which is probably spot on, no doubt. You know what my comp was, what I was thinking about? I went older NFL. I went, remember the old San Diego Chargers, the Dan Fouts Chargers, when you turn on that late game after the noon games, at least around here, and you'd see these explosive offenses in these 39-38 games where it's just this, after watching the Bears slog through another, you know, run the football, play good defense, whether they were winning or not, then you turn on like a Dan Fouts offense, or even the Oakland Raiders back in the day.
The Raiders.
That's kind of what that felt like to me last night. And I was thrilled that the team that I watch and cover was able to play in that sandbox for once. I don't think I've ever seen the Bears play in that sandbox.
I was watching the game, and the whole time I was thinking, you know who would love this game? Usain Bolt would love this game. Carl Lewis would love this game.
Right.
You know what? Jackie Joyner-Kersee, the greats, Jesse Owens, anybody who loves track and field would love this track meet, because at one point I was thinking to myself,
Willie Gault,
will the Bears get another turnover? Because that's the only way they could win this game. And it's not that I was right, because obviously they had a chance at the end of the game to win the game without forcing another turnover. It was just, this Bears offense, I think, has come of age or come to the point where they can win different types of games, or at least be in a different type of game at the end.
Yeah, that's it. The year is 2025 for another few days. It is sexy time. And we don't have this, one guard haircut 16-13 type of game we're talking about today. No, not today.
One guard
today,
haircut.
Today we're talking about a 42-38. Let the flow go. Get weird out there. All sorts of plays. The game went forever long because it was basically the West Coast spread, air raid, whatever you want to call that offense. Mano a mano. Your defensive sensibilities are offended. But the beauty is, Bears still hung with them. And that is one of the best teams in the NFL that we just saw. And it confirmed my suspicions that the NFC West is the best division in football. And we may have another rematch of this later. And if so, game on.
And the beautiful thing about it is the way that the Bears have played. And understanding, if you had watched the last two 49ers game, and I did leading into this game and understood that Brock Purdy had thrown for four touchdowns in each of those games. You understood the behemoth that the 49ers offense is with Kyle Shanahan on the strings, right? Dialing up what he wants to dial up and seeing if Dennis Allen had any way to slow down, stop, negate what was going on. The answer is he did not. And we found that out the hard way. But I think what's interesting about this is that you saw arguably the two best play callers in the game today going toe-to-toe. And really, it was like a long heavyweight fight. And I loved every bit of it. But at the same time, can they just, you know, we used to talk about lose normal. Can they win normal? Can they get a game maybe this week or maybe even in the playoffs where they just win a game where you're not at the very last second wondering what's going to happen? At the very last play, what's going to happen?
Hey, at least it didn't take the Bears offense until the fourth quarter or Caleb Williams until the fourth quarter to get going.
Still took too long.
Well, there were 2 3-and-outs to begin the game, but Caleb Williams was excellent in this game. He was absolutely terrific. This game should be up for consideration for his best game of the year. Mm-hmm. He was 25 of 42, 330 yards, a couple of touchdowns, did not turn the ball over, 0 interceptions. He has the delicious 35-yard play down the middle to Luther Burden for a touchdown to tie it at 14, and then the free play to Colston Loveland to tie it at 21. That is good coaching on the part of Ben Johnson. Everything that he did on that play, Caleb Williams, go for the big shot, control your receiver down the field, get the play you want. It was textbook and perfectly handled by Caleb Williams. And I'm just scratching the surface with those 2 touchdown plays. Those are the easy ones to look at. But he made some big, big, huge third down and fourth down throws in that game. He was terrific yesterday.
It was the first time this season he's thrown over 300 yards.
Yes.
So kudos to Caleb Williams. He also was not sacked, and we knew that the 49ers were down a complement of their linebacking core. You know, we saw Fred Warner, for example, in the pregame interview. You know, no Bosa, obviously. The 49ers were without their full complement of players on the offensive side as well. Trent Williams goes down, as we see. No George Kittle, who had 151 yards against the Bears last season. But I say all of that to say, once again, you still have to face what you see on the field against you. And for the Bears to really improve on what their aspects of improvement were, which is things like you just said, Mark, take the free shot downfield. You know, don't be afraid to throw the ball downfield, air it out on a free play. Don't be afraid to throw the ball downfield, even against the 49ers, when you have the opportunities to do so, which we also saw. That's a step in the right direction for this offense, like just from a building standpoint. But then to be able to also, again, go toe-to-toe with the 49ers in Santa Clara, who had just scored 48 points against the Colts, and then you take it down to the very last drive where the 49ers know, and Kyle Shanahan knows that the Bears might have been given too much time to score. That's where the level has been increased.
I want to ask you this question. At the end of that game, did you feel like the Bears were going to win the game when you saw 3 timeouts, over 2 minutes remaining, and the Bears need a touchdown to win the game? Not a field goal, but a touchdown to win the game. What was the feeling seeing the 6 comebacks, which is the most in NFL history with under 2 minutes to play by the Bears so far this season? Did you feel like number 7 was going to happen?
I felt like they had a real shot, and I felt the same way Ben Johnson apparently felt, and that is you cannot leave 1 second left on that clock. You cannot.
And he didn't.
Yeah, and he did not. You must win the game. I did think the Bears were going to have a chance. Of course I thought the Bears were going to have a chance, but alas, no go.
Well, and that's the hard part. And listen, for all of the fun that a 42-38 game is, we know that the defense did not show up in this game. Like that's the flip side of this. You know, the defensive standard was not there yesterday. If they get a couple more stops in this game, we're talking about something different. Now, granted, the 49ers had quite the streak. We figured out they went 24 drives in between punts, but you want to see that Bears defense that they paid heavily for in the offseason come through. You want to see a pass rush, and that was part of it, too. With no Trent Williams, Austin Booker should have not been the only guy showing out yesterday. You know, that's the hard part of this, is knowing that the offense did what it could, but the resources that were spent on the defense, you wanted a better look out of it. Now, credit to TJ Edwards on the pick six. You needed every one of those 7 points there that were scored because of it, but...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This wasn't a good game for the defense whatsoever.
No, after that initial play, the first play of the game.
And what a dynamite moment that is, though. That we should stop a moment and appreciate that because, yeah, the defense sucked. It was a bad night for the defense. It really was.
But, I mean,
but God.
Jalen Johnson.
A moment like that, you just got to stop. Like, everybody's jumping off their couches. It's like mini Super Bowl moment. Devin Hester running it back for the touchdown to start the Super Bowl. It's like that sort of just, oh my, you're not even in your seat. You're not even really prepared for the Bears or anybody to make a play yet. And then it happens. There, I appreciated the moment. You were saying?
No, the moment is good. The problem was that was the highlight of the defense. You can't start like that and then have what happens ensue in the manner that it did, in which it felt like. Like I said, watching the game, if they can't get a turnover, because they certainly weren't going to like put the 49ers behind the sticks all night. That was never an option, knowing what we know about Montez Sweat and the highly paid guys, and just the fact that it seemed like the Niners had them backpedaling the entire night. That's what it was. The Bears defense was backpedaling, and that might translate from the sidelines or up top when you talk about what Dennis Allen was unable to create, which was havoc, chaos, indecision. The Niners were in control of that game offensively whenever the Bears defense was on the field.
Well, and again, like I said, it's not like they weren't doing this. You know, that game on Monday Night Football, I watched intently against the Colts because you want to get the full preview of what they were doing. And you got the full Brock Purdy experience yesterday, too.
Very good.
You got the pick six, and then you got the option run, for example. Very Pac-12 after dark, that run option touchdown after the interception that got called back. And again, I agree with CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. I also think that, in the words that he used on Twitter, it was a BS call. Because it was incidental, but whatever. Hands hit the face, I get it. That said, though, Brock Purdy showed you why he's getting paid what he's getting paid this year. You know, there was a debate about whether or not he was worth more than $50 million annually, and you saw why they paid that man in that game. Like, it was the Bears and the Niners 49. I would like to say this. It was the 49ers-Bears Superman meme, Mark. As much as we've explained the Superman meme to you, did you finally kind of experience it last night?
I gave you the heart emoji, I think, when you put out the Spider-Man thing. And that was me saying, I get it. I'm in on it now. Because you guys finally explained it to me. But yeah, Brock Purdy was excellent. It probably shouldn't have been as easy as he made it look, like the 38-yard pass to Juwan Jennings to ultimately win the game. But we talked about it a little bit before we came on. The play to Kyle Juszczyk, it was the most spectacular play of the night. That's where Austin Booker is sprinting at Brock Purdy towards the sideline. He eludes Austin Booker, but then takes a step up and just kind of slides between Austin Booker and Big Bill, Andrew Billings, and then finds his guy Juszczyk right there in the front part of the end zone. you had to be like, that's a sick play. I don't care if you're a Bears fan.
If you remember in the text, I was like, so he's out here out-Calebing Caleb Williams with his fluidity and movement within the pocket and then outside of the pocket, and he was making plays with both his feet, and then the threat of his feet creates a touchdown like that.
The scramble drill.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great on the scramble. As much as we talk about Caleb Williams on the scramble, and he was excellent yesterday, Brock Purdy also showed you what he can do.
Yeah, Brock Purdy is absolutely a couple of running touchdowns as well for him. So both quarterbacks were just absolutely nonstop last night. What did he end up with? 300 and, oh, here it is, 24. This is Brock Purdy, 24 of 33, 303. Caleb Williams, 25 of 42, 332 TDs and zero interceptions. Who had the better game? Is it Purdy just by an eyelash?
It's Purdy, and it's by more than an eyelash.
Okay,
couple of reasons. Even though he gave up the pick six, I'll say this. Purdy accounted for 5 touchdowns in this game. Look at his accuracy numbers. If Caleb Williams' accuracy numbers were like Brock Purdy in terms of percentage, the Bears probably win this game.
I'd say based on the fact that he had a more consistent first half outside of the pick six, you know, you could say Brock Purdy.
He had a rushing game behind him, too. The 49ers outrushed the Bears 173-46 in the first half.
Christian McCaffrey had 140 yards rushing at the half, didn't he?
Yeah, they had 100 and...
Well, he had 140 total yards from the line of scrimmage. I think it was like 120-something.
It was 121 at the half.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing about that. In the first half, the Niners ran the ball 26 times for 173 yards. That's a 6.7 average. They also ran for 3 touchdowns in that game. The problem is the Bears only ran the ball 7 times for 46 yards. That's 6.6. So that's just a tenth of a yard less per carry than the Niners. But they just weren't on the field. The Bears, they are out here running 19 plays total in the first half. Christian McCaffrey had 20 touches in the first half. One man. More touches than the Bears had offensive plays run.
Well, and you know what the 49ers do against zone coverage. Like, that's the other part of this. That's why I know Dennis Allen is working with what he's got, but there were some exposures. You know, I thought on a couple of those Christian McCaffrey runs, didn't you feel like the Josh Jacobs run for the 21 yards on third and one all over again in the first game against Green Bay? I'm like, guys, not all of you can miss like this on some of these runs. And, you know, unfortunately, guys like Andrew Billings got exposed in the run game a little bit. You know, Jalen Johnson, even after helping on the tip drill interception from TJ Edwards, he did not have his best game. There were some defensive assignments that the 49ers frankly took advantage of when it came to where the linebackers moved in zone play and zone look, and they checked out of almost every blitz, which was scary.
Well, that's the part where you're like, okay, somebody get pressure, but anytime they blitz, it was an easy fix, an even solvable equation for one Brock Purdy. And you're wondering, okay, if you can't stop him with the blitz, if you can't stop him with your four up front, if you can't stop him with the zone, what else could the Bears have done?
Well, and I just want to also add this. You know, that's after your Hall of Fame left tackle goes down. You know, that's what made this tough. So there's a lot to get into with this game, and we want to do it with you. We are also going to take your calls. You know our number, and if you don't, it is 312-644-6767. We'll take calls here at our 1045 segment. You can text us as well. A lot of you have been doing so. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. We're sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. This, by the way, is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday brought to you by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We are happy to celebrate it with you, even though, about that final score, a 42-38 loss to the 49ers. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Adam Studzinski with our open. He also co-hosted the Take the North podcast last night. TTN. The North has been taken. Grant Leader is helping with our producing as well.
Man.
You can join us on YouTube. YouTube 670 The Score is our address there. And on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell minding our Twitch chat. He is our Twitch moderator. And our video team is Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis. And coming up next, we'll hear from what Ben Johnson had to say regarding the end of that track meet game last night. And I think we've got to get into what the difference might have to be moving forward for the Bears now that we know, well, we know, they're a playoff team.
Playoff team with a bad defense. Let's go.
Feels good, doesn't it? Except for that whole bad defense thing.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.